Okay, friends, today we are reading from the Disney Animal Stories book. This is the 9th story in the book, and it is called Tarzan, the Best Ape Ever. Now, here's a fun fact. Edgar Rice Burroughs originated this story and the character of Tarzan. It's not originally a Disney story. They heard the story and thought, let's make a movie about it. But the original author should always get credit as well. However, this particular take on it was originated by Disney characters, and that's who are in this story. So let's see who they built and what kind of world they built for Tarzan, shall we? Okay, and today's story is read by Mommy and just Mommy. I'm the only one who gets to read it. Okay. You will have to sit here and you will not get to say any of the words. Okay, well, maybe you can. So Mommy is sitting here with someone and he will or will not speak. It's up to him. Okay, here we go. Kala loved Tarzan as if he were her natural son. So Kala is what kind of creature? Can you tell? She's a gorilla. Mm-hmm. Yep. And Tarzan is not a gorilla. What kind of baby is he? Yeah. He's a human. Mm-hmm. When he cried, she comforted him with songs and hugs. Do you remember the song she sang to him? Come stop your crying, it'll be all right. Remember? You'll be in my heart. Yeah, it's a sweet song. Okay. Tarzan loved his ape mother, and she was very proud of him. It didn't matter that he didn't look like everyone else. Kala knew that they felt the same way on the inside. Still, as Tarzan grew into a young boy, he was upset that he wasn't as strong or as fast as his friends. He never stood a chance when Turk wrestled with him, and she was always leaving him behind when she went to play with her friends.
Can I come?
Tarzan asked one day.
Well, you could if you could keep up,
Turk answered. She didn't expect Tarzan to follow her, but he did. He was determined and brave, too. When Turk dared him to get an elephant hair, he leaped off a cliff and swam into a herd of elephants.
Piranha!
Yelled Tontor. The young elephant had never seen anything that looked like Tarzan. Neither had the other elephants. Frightened, they stampeded as Kerchak scooped up and saved a baby gorilla from being trampled. Yikes! I don't think I would want to be anywhere underneath an elephant if they decided to start running. Because elephants are pretty big, aren't they? Now, here's a fun fact. Philip and Mommy went to the zoo one time and we got to feed... Oh, okay. Okay. We got to feed an elephant. And I'll tell you what, that was quite the experience. Elephants are very big. They're much, much bigger than humans. And when we fed the elephant that we got to feed, he stuck his long trunk out and he pulled the food out from what we were offering it to him on a stick, and he ate it with his trunk. He put his trunk out and grabbed a hold of the food and turned it around and fed himself. Do you remember what we fed him? Fruits. Yeah, it was apples and oranges. And bananas. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Okay, let's see what happens. Angrily, the great silverback gorilla, Kerchak, approached Tarzan, and he looks very angry.
"You almost killed someone," he said.
Kala tried to defend her son, but Kerchak wouldn't listen.
"He will never learn to be one of us,"
Kerchak growled.
"Look at him!"
Tarzan was deeply hurt. He ran away and splashed angrily at his own reflection in the water. As he covered himself in mud to look more like the apes in his family, Kala watched him sadly.
"Why am I so different?"
Tarzan asked her. Kala tenderly placed Tarzan's hand on his chest, then on her own. She wanted to show him what she already knew. Inside, their heartbeats were the same.
"I just wish Kerchak would understand that,"
Kala sighed.
"I'll be the best ape ever,"
he declared as he hugged his mother. True to his word, Tarzan grew into a young man with amazing speed and strength. By imitating the animals around him, he learned many skills. Finally, he gained Kerchak's approval as he defeated a vicious enemy, Sebor the leopard. Tarzan laid the dead leopard at Kerchak's feet when suddenly a new sound alarmed them. Do you remember what the new sound was? Let's see if it tells us. Tarzan swung through the jungle towards the sound. From a treetop, he looked down on the first humans he'd ever seen. Never had another animal looked so much like him. In their search for Tarzan, Turk and the others came across strange objects in the human camp. Tantor was terrified, but Turk calmed him down.
"These things aren't alive,"
Turk said. As they investigated, they found that the typewriter made fun sounds, and the plates and the silverware made music. But their music brought others. And when Tarzan showed up with the humans, Kerchak was furious. The humans ran off while Kerchak glared at Tarzan. Upset and confused, Tarzan climbed a high tree and spent the night alone.
Why didn't you tell me that there were creatures like me?"
Tarzan asked Kala later. She looked at him sadly.
"Because it doesn't matter," she sighed. "You're my son."
Though Kerchak forbade him, Tarzan was drawn to the human camp. Every day he spent more and more time away from his gorilla family. Brokenhearted, Kala finally brought Tarzan to the treehouse where she had rescued him when he was an infant.
"Whatever you decide, I just want you to be happy," she told him.
Instinctively, she knew what his choice would be, and her eyes filled with tears as Tarzan hugged her.
"No matter where you go, you will always be my mother,"
he said, sadly. Then, dressed in human clothes, Tarzan was gone. Late that night, Kala couldn't sleep. As the other gorillas settled in their nests, she heard a disturbing sound. Just as Kerchak had feared, dangerous humans were closing in on them with nets and cages. Kala was terrified. Even Kerchak was forced to the ground, and then suddenly, Tarzan appeared, freeing the ape leader. As Clayton picked up his gun and took aim, Tarzan snapped it out of his hand and smashed the gun on the ground. Clayton fled.
"You came,"
said Kerchak in surprise.
"This is my home,"
Tarzan replied. He was determined to make things right. And do you remember who Clayton was? In the picture, we can see who Clayton is. He was supposed to be a good guy, right? To help the humans through the jungles. He was supposed to be their guide. But what was he really doing? Do you remember?
He was really killing animals.
Yeah, he was hunting the gorillas to try to capture them and cage them. And maybe he was going to sell them. I don't know. But it was not good.
Kill them.
Yeah, it was not good. You don't want to do that. Now.
Because guess what will happen? Your gun will get smashed.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's what Tarzan did. Okay. With help from Tantor, Turk, Jane, and other jungle friends, they soon had the hunters in cages and the gorillas freed. In the struggle, Kerchak had been shot and lay dying. "Kerchak, forgive me," Tarzan said sadly.
"No, forgive me for not understanding that you have always been one of us,"
Kerchak replied, looking at Tarzan with respect and love.
"Take care of our family, my son."
Tarzan, knowing where he belonged, took his place as the gorilla leader and went to say goodbye to Jane. Realizing that she'd never been happier than when she was in the jungle, Jane decided to stay, and so did her father. The gorillas welcomed them warmly into their new family. And friends, we can see in the picture that Jane is a human, right? And that's, I think that she might have fallen in love with Tarzan. And I think that Tarzan might have fallen in love with her too. So they're going to all live happily ever after on the island together with the gorillas. And what a fun way to end a story. Everybody is happy and safe, and the bad guys are going to stop being bad and go away. And we all lived happily
ever after.
Ever after. And I believe we now know who is here with Mommy. It is, in fact, a doctor.
Nurse.
A nurse. Because nurses are great, right? Are you a nurse today? Nurse Philip? All right. Do you want to say the end? And then we can do some medicine?
The end.
Okay, the end.